This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Former CEO of USA Inc., Mr. Barack Obama, departed the pomp and ceremony of Washington, D.C. after the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. He did so without pardoning or commuting the sentence of a single U.S.-held political prisoner from the Black Power and Self-Determination movements of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, particularly prisoners who were associated with the Black Panther Party and targets of the FBI's notoriously brutal COINTELPRO operation, which had stated goals to marginalize, demonize, and assassinate Black leaders to prevent the rise of a messiah-like figure who would unite Black people and organize them more effectively to combat racism. Sadie Barnett is in New York telling the story of a victim of the United States War on Black people, her father, Rodney Barnett, who was one of those Black Panthers. Rodney Barnett was inspired in the 60s to be a part of the Black Power and Self-Determination movements that sprang up in the face of state-sponsored terrorism and founded a chapter of the Black Panther Party in Compton, California, in order to serve the needs of the poor and underserved of the community. As required by all of the Panther chapters, the Compton Black Panther Party chapter provided a children's breakfast program, and that is where Barnett focused most of his activities. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover at the time said the social services that the Black Panthers were providing made them the greatest threat to U.S. national security, and Congress allowed Hoover to run roughshod over the people's civil liberties and engage in outright criminal activity. For his charity, Rodney Barnett was put on a government watch list, and the U.S. government set about to punish him for his political affiliation with the Black Panthers. Unfortunately, the U.S. government openly admits today to maintaining such a list, including a kill list that both past presidents Bush and Obama used to extrajudicially determine who would be killed by way of missiles launched from remote-controlled drones. Some of the past victims have included Americans. Barnett's daughter, Sadie Barnett, is telling her father's story in the exhibit Do Not Destroy, which opened Tuesday at Baxter Street at the Camera Club of New York, where she told reporters about her father's mistreatment at the hands of the U.S. government. They had my dad fired from his job at the post office because of his involvement in the Panthers, Sadie Barnett told The Cut during the exhibit's installation in New York. The law they used to get him fired was the fact that he was living with a woman he wasn't married to, even though they had a child together. He said the FBI classified this as unbecoming behavior for a government employee. That law was actually put on the books by executive order by Truman to get gay people out of jobs in the government. To me, it's one of those examples where people think, oh, that doesn't affect me. That law is about somebody else. But it can be used on whoever the government deems to be an enemy at the time. On the subject of the recent 50th anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California, Sadie Barnett brought up the subject of current political prisoners who were affiliated with the group. She said, while we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Black Panthers, I think it's really important to remember that there are a lot of people who are still in prison because of their activism. It's always important to question the government because the government works for the people, not the other way around. President Obama did pardon a few political prisoners like Chelsea Manning and Oscar Lopez Rivera, but there was no such relief coming from him to any of the many Black political prisoners. As the chapter is closed on his administration with Donald Trump being sworn in, that chapter must include how the nation's first Black president failed to do anything to address the Black political prisoners of America. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Find more news and commentary on the world's number one independent Black radio and podcasting platform, BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.